Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A vote is about to start on the Senate floor on a straight repeal of the Affordable Care Act. It's the latest in a series of votes taking place in Washington on the future of health care after the debate was opened up yesterday by a 51-50 procedural vote. For the latest, we're joined by Sarah Cliff, health policy reporter at Vox. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And this vote that we're waiting on is a repeal-only plan. It is expected to be defeated. Where does the health care bill stand right now after yesterday and today's votes?
Yeah, it's been a busy and somewhat confusing few days here in Washington. So where we are right now is last night around 9 p.m., the Senate voted down the Better Care Reconciliation Act, which was essentially the Senate's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. They are expected any minute now to vote on a straight repeal, as you mentioned, Jeremy. After that, we kind of move into a little more unpredictable territory where we're expecting a lot of amendments to be offered, some offered by Democrats, some by Republicans. And ultimately, we're expecting this all to converge on a vote on something that's being called skinny repeal, which would be a very watered down repeal where you would only get rid of the individual mandate and a few taxes.
But we should remind people that the individual mandate is one of the reasons that Obamacare works the way it does, right? Because everybody has to have insurance.
Yes, I think that's a good point to make. Even though we're calling it skinny repeal, the ramifications would be quite large. When the Congressional Budget Office analyzed a bill similar to this one in 2015, they estimated that 15 million people would lose coverage. And a lot of that, as you mentioned, is because of the expected instability in the individual market. If there is no mandate for healthy people to buy coverage, most of us expect that only the sick people would stick around in that market and premiums would go up quite significantly.
Does skinny repeal have support among enough Republicans?
That is a fantastic question. I think Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is trying to figure that out right now. The idea only came up on Monday, so it's only been floating around Capitol Hill, maybe at most 36 hours at this point. But that is the hope, that the Senate can move it, or Mitch McConnell's hope, that he can move this kind of smaller, watered-down package and at least go to conference, which would mean that the House and the Senate set up a conference committee where they hash out the details of a final Obamacare repeal bill.
And we don't have a Congressional Budget Office score on the skinny repeal, right? We don't know how many people would lose their coverage.
We don't know that. The bill doesn't exist as actual legislative text. Right now, it's just a few bullet points. But as I mentioned, in 2015, CBO did analyze a bill that was very similar to skinny repeal. And CBO found that 15 million fewer people would have coverage and premiums in the individual market would rise by 20%.
Now, yesterday, we had the dramatic return of Senator John McCain to the Senate floor. He's dealing with brain cancer. And let's listen to a little bit of what he said.
I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today.
So he said that to applause. And then a few hours later, he did end up voting for the Senate health care bill. How do we square that?
He did. His office has put out a statement on this. They say it was a procedural vote, and technically they're correct. It was a procedural vote. But I think all of us, you know, fairly interpreted these votes that happened last night about whether or not you want to move forward with the Better Care Reconciliation Act, this bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. So it was a little bit surprising to see Senator McCain, you know, vote in favor of that bill and to vote to open the debate. He gave, you know, this very lengthy speech yesterday where he really criticized the partisanship, the lack of committee hearings, the lack of process around the repeal bill. But he still voted to open debate. He, you know, could have said, no, you know, we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to move this through committees, bring it to the floor the right way. But in voting to open debate, he is somewhat complicit in this process the Republicans have created.
And is there any expectation about whether he will vote for a final bill at the end of this process?
That's a big unknown at this point. I haven't seen him talking much about the skinny repeal idea, whether he would back it. It seems like he would not vote the Better Care Reconciliation Act, the big repeal and replace, out of this debate. But I haven't seen him or many other senators rule out the idea of voting something out of this debate sometime this week.
Just a few seconds left here, but Is it possible that everything that's going on the floor of the Senate is just kind of a sideshow and there's some backroom deal happening?
It's possible, but I think senators are pretty preoccupied by the Senate floor now. It would be hard to be running those backroom deals, but they're probably talking to a few holdout senators off the floor to see what they can get them on board with.
That's Sarah Cliff, Vox health policy reporter. Sarah, thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeremy.